Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner talking today with Norwalk girls soccer coach Andrew Messer as we take a look ahead to the 2025 season. Coach, just a few days away from that season opener versus ADM on Monday night. How have your practices been going, and how good are you feeling about your team going into the season?
Well, we started practice 2 weeks ago about now in a spring break, and whenever you practice during spring break, it's always kind of fun because, you know, the girls aren't in school, they're not worried about anything else besides practicing, and so we can have a lot of fun together. I think we're coming along as a team. It's going to be fun to see what happens on Monday, but I'm excited.
And last year, a great season for the Warriors, 14-5 overall. I believe you shared the Little Hawkeye title with Dallas Center Grimes and Pella. Tough ending, though, that PK shootout loss to Lewis Central in the regional finals. How anxious are you and the players to just get back out there and start making some new memories this year and kind of erase the memory of how last year ended?
You said it perfectly. Yeah, it was definitely not the way we wanted to end, and still kind of have that bad taste in our mouths. But I think we're excited to play. We're ready to kind of prove ourselves. And, like you said, just put that in our past, learn from it, but put it in our past and move on forward.
We've got a veteran team this year, I know. Who are some of the top players, though, who graduated off last year's team that you'll miss this year?
Troublecock was one, definitely. We'll miss her. She was in the back line. Larson, she controlled the middle so well that's definitely going to be someone we're missing. Hodge is one. We had a lot of seniors, and some of them didn't really play a whole lot, but, you know, they definitely had some leadership roles that we're going to be missing, and I'm hoping that some girls are going to be stepping up and kind of getting their voice for them to be gone.
Well, your top scorer the last 2 years has been Braylon Clark. Last year she had 21 goals and 13 assists, and I know she's had some off-season surgeries on the hips and missed the basketball season because of that. How is she coming along? Do you expect her to be ready to go?
She is going through some more injury stuff right now, we're working with her, but we're kind of helping her along with that one and starting to help with other players start getting into spots that she had filled.
You know, speaking of Braylon, what does she bring to the table for you guys when she's out there?
You know, she's our captain this year. Even though she might be injured, she's definitely talking to the girls off the field. She's helping girls. If she sees something, she's almost like an assistant coach, really. So definitely pulling her weight, making sure that she's doing everything she possibly can.
And who are some of the other top players coming back from last year? And just kind of talk about what their roles will be this year.
Oh, yeah. We got, Addie Wood. She's going to be controlling the center for us. She's got some of the best ball skills that I've ever coached. Avery Dryman and Maya Butler are going to be on the outsides. They got a lot of speed. They got a lot of footwork. I expect a lot out of them this year. We have a few new girls coming up. Oh, sorry, I forgot one. Pearl Brown. Pearl Brown is a girl that she saw significant playing time last year and the year before. She's a great kid, very coachable, and does everything that we ask out of her and even more. Our back line is going to be a little bit new. We still have Tatum Miller in the back. She even had some goals last year. Paige Nichols is back there, too. She's going to be moving to the center, which is a big spot for her. But we also have quite a few new girls coming in and needing to step up and to fill some roles. One that comes to mind is Olivia Welch. She was on varsity last year, but didn't see a whole lot of playing time. Again, great kid, very coachable, always gives 100%. And I'm really excited to see what she brings because she's definitely got the capability of doing some good things.
And always good to have experience back in the net as well. And you've got both of your goalkeepers back.
We have one. Katie Litke is going to be our starting keeper this year. And she's looking really good. She actually just came back from a state. She was a state wrestler. So we're really excited about her coming back and being in the keeper.
How much have you seen her confidence grow over the last couple of years? I know she's been doing this since she was a freshman.
She looks the part. She is the part. You know, from her freshman year, you know, there's some things that she needed to work on, and it's very obvious that she has been working on them. You know, just the mechanics of being a keeper, knowing to keep your head cool, you know, what to do with the ball when you have it, you know, what to do with the ball if you don't have it, you know, one of those things that you know, young keepers really struggle with. She's no longer struggling with that stuff. So we're really excited to see what she brings this year.
Again, we're visiting with Norwalk girls soccer coach Andrew Messer on Coach's Corner. With Braylon Clark potentially missing some time again, who are you looking for to maybe be your top offensive threats in scoring, putting the ball in the back of the net?
Well, that's the best part. I don't know. And some people think that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing because I think we're going to be sharing and we're going to have a race to see who's got the leading, the most goals, the most attacks, the most assists. You know, you always look on stats to see who has the most goals. And my goal this year is you're not going to be able to tell who to put your best defender on, because I'm hoping that Addie Wood puts some away. I hope Avery Dryman puts some away. Pearl Brown, Maya Butler. I'm hoping everybody gets a good share of it and makes us pretty difficult to defend.
And just from a team perspective overall, what do you see as the potential strengths of this team this year, and what maybe are some areas that are going to need some work?
So, I mean, we definitely have some new spots to fill. That's going to be tough. You know, we've always had a very veteran defensive line, and this year it's going to be a little bit different. We're definitely filling some spots that we're missing from graduating seniors. But I'd say one of our strengths is we're really coming together as a team, almost like a family. You know, in years past, we've had maybe too much of a voice from too many different players, and we can get kind of pulled in different directions. But this year, it just seems like we're getting along really, really well. Even when, you know, when they're together for open gyms, when they're together for things that are just not as intense, they're acting like they're sisters. They're making fun of each other, but not in a negative kind of way. They're making sure that, you know, they're loving each other. They're making sure that they know that each other exists, and just doing the things that I think a great team needs to have on the outside of the field. They're doing those things. So I'm really, really pumped to see what they bring when we get started here.
And again, the season does start Monday with that non-conference game against ADM. What's the Little Hawkeye Conference look like this year? Who are going to be some of the tough teams to beat? And just your schedule in general, how well do you feel like it'll prepare you for down the road?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of good teams on our schedule. For Little Hawkeye, you know, it's going to be pretty much the same as last year. Pella always comes with some heat. You know, Coach Howard does a great job of getting his girls ready. DCG, same thing. You know, they're always bringing a lot of numbers. And Coach James, very experienced with all the state wins that he's had. You know, they're definitely going to be ready for the season. So I'd say those are the two from Little Hawkeye Conference. On our schedule, just some, you know, we really try to make sure that it's a good balance of teams where we are seeing a lot of high quality teams, so that when we get to state, we're not caught off guard. We're playing Johnston, we're playing Southeast Polk, are two that come to my mind. North Polk, you know, they were second place last year. We got them on the calendar. You know, a lot of teams. We just want to make sure that. When we come to the end of the year, we don't just have a good record, but we've earned that record. I would much rather have kind of an iffy record and play some really hard teams than have a really good record and play nobody. So I think our season is going to be just that.
All right, Coach, and just, you know, one final one for you. Goals and expectations for this team, I know they're always high. Are there any specific things right now that you're looking at for what you want to get done?
Well, you know, I could say we want to win conference championship. We want to go to state. We want to win state, because those are all true. We want to do that. But I've told my girls this at the very beginning of the year, that I would rather have a losing record and love the girls, love the relationships that I've built, love the relationships that we've built, and look back at the season with fondness and just knowing that these last, you know, for some of them, last 4 years are the most magical years that they're going to have when it comes to spring soccer, as compared to winning a state championship and just not liking each other. That's my goal. You know, I just want them to be the absolute best of themselves they can possibly be. You know, I hope that they get to win some games while doing it, and I definitely believe we have that ability to do so. But I just want them to look back at the season and know how much happiness and how much joy was happening at this time.
That's Andrew Messer, Norwalk girls soccer coach. Thanks for your time, coach. We look forward to following this team and catching up with you throughout the year.
Absolutely. Thank you.